93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. Dog and Joe show coming up 24 minutes away for more cash. 6A to 6P. It's called Double Pay Workday. See, you go to work, you make money. You listen to 93.7 The River, you make more money.
Yeah.
$1,000 each and every hour, 6A to 6P. It's coming up. On Saturday, what happened with the Houston Texans? They met late on Saturday night. They wanted to discuss how they were going to protest as a team against the Houston owner, Bob McNair, okay, because he made a comment, and basically what he said, and they call the comment controversial, because he said, inmates running the prison, okay? So I don't know why or how they took it the way that they took it, which was they were offended by it, but the owner's full quote on players protesting the national anthem was this, and it's simple again, we can't have inmates running the prison. That was made public. He said that to ESPN. Okay.
The owner of the Houston Texans.
And Texans, okay. What they did is considered a walkout. Then yeah. They said, well, what else can we do to protest these insensitive, horrible comments? They talked about doing...
They never heard the term inmates running the prison?
I don't know.
That's what you say, I think, when people are wild, aren't they? I mean, I'm not quite sure.
Well, they took offense to it. I don't know if it's because they think that like maybe black people are in prison. I don't know.
Okay, and that could be something too, I guess.
Where it stemmed from. So then what they did is they talked about doing different colored shoes. Then okay. They talked about they're going to remove the logo from the helmet.
Really?
And I thought, oh, God, this is going to get good. Are they really going to remove the logo from the helmet? Well, as the game happened yesterday, Seattle won 41-38 during the national anthem. What they did is players kneeled, and they linked arms, okay? And then the rest of the team, which was about 10, they stood. So there was no team-wide effort to remove the logo or to do everything in uniform. Okay. Some stood, the majority kneeled, and linked arms. So it wasn't a big hoopla like it was. First of all, the owner didn't say anything. And if NFL players are this sensitive, where does that leave the country?
Well, they are sensitive right now. And
but why?
I don't know, man. Why does anyone get sensitive? That's just what they're feeling at the moment.
But this country wasn't founded or evolved from sensitivity. And if you're not going to bear your team's logo, you should be fired. If I wanted them so badly to remove that team logo because I thought, you know what? If you're going to do that, it would be the same thing as us. We play songs, and then we come out, and we don't say 93.7 The River because of something our owner said. We and I have an obligation to my family to earn money, to my local team members in this office, and to the River Rockers to perform a service, just like the football players have to go out and play a football game. They should all be fired if, in fact, they were to do this. That's it. There's kids in college. They can line them up and suit them up. There's a bunch more Texans where those Texans are now that they can put in and play the game. It's that simple. You don't want to stand for the anthem, whatever, but you are going to wear the team logo or you're going to lose your job. Done. And I wish they would have done it like they said, but they didn't, and there's nothing here to see, really.
Well, the bottom line to it is if I break it down to the easiest thing, when you talk about caring about and thinking about human beings and what they believe in and what they think, I think they're just kind of standing up for what they think is right and wrong. And it seems to me like each time something comes up with the NFL, whether they kneel at the beginning national anthem, whether they don't want to wear a logo, whether they want to lock arms or whatever, I don't think you like people standing up for what they believe in.
That's not the case at all. I like when people defend what they believe. I celebrate it. I'm a constitutionalist.
Maybe they think something's right or something's wrong. At the same time, they want to stand up for what they believe is right or wrong. I mean, who cares, really? You're going to still know they're the Houston Texans.
It's not what they believe, but where and how they want to change it.
Okay.
They can believe anything they want to believe, but you're not going to do it on the football field. And I know that's where all the eyes are, and I know that's where they get the attention. And I wish they would have taken those damn logos off the helmet so badly, because then that would have been a story. But they didn't. They chickened out. They knew better. And back to the comment.
How are they going to take them off, though?
What do you mean?
Aren't they painted on there?
Well, they're painted, or they're clear-coated over a sticker, a decal. I don't know if they're like hand-painted or what, but I don't know. Maybe they put something else over it. They didn't do that, and I wish they would have. Maybe, oh, what about an upside-down flag?
You can't fire them for
taking.
Because the logo's still on their jersey.
It doesn't matter. That's on their helmet. You cannot change the uniform.
We should probably just leave the NFL alone right now.
Who?
Shouldn't we? Everyone is getting down on them.
Well, because they're making stupid decisions, and they've never stood up and said, you're either going to kneel or you're not going to kneel, constitutionally or otherwise. It's because what's-his-name won't take a true stand. Until he does, Roger Goodell stands up and says something, which is nothing. It's going to just be, what do you call it? Mutiny.
Well, he just lets him go.
Yes.
I think it's Trump that wants him to take a stand on it, and I think Roger Goodell just does it. He is kind of like, whatever. They're standing up for what they believe is right or wrong or what they, what they feel, and just let him go. After this many weeks of them doing it, I've started realizing they're not really causing any harm.
No, it's not causing harm, but it's causing distraction. And that takes away from the game. And that's why people show up on Sunday or tonight on Monday or on Thursday. They want distraction. They want to see football. They don't care about what's going on in the news.
Do you think they would stop watching the Texans if they took the logo off their helmet?
Oh, I bet that would piss a lot of Texans off.
You think it would?
I really do.
Well, because it's Texas.
No, but even me. I wanted them to do it because I wanted to see what would happen next if they did that.
What would they do to them, though? They'd fire them?
They should be fired. Absolutely.
Should you fire someone for that?
Because you're not wearing your uniform? Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Half not wearing your
uniform. No. That is
because you still got your bottoms on.
Doesn't matter. Uniform is uniform. You mean to tell me during the World Series last night an Astro is going to cover up the star and the H? You think someone's going to cover up the L and the A on the hat? They're going to take the stitching off their hats and they're going to go out there with a dark blue hat? No, that would never happen. They would be reprimanded, they would be fired, they would be bitched. At the very least, they'd be fined. That's what should happen. There's millions of people out there daily. I can see them right now. They're on Cap City. They're going to work. Either they have a dress code and they got to wear a suit and a tie.
We cannot see what these people are wearing on Cap City.
I've got good vision. I'm looking through right now at that yellow Xterra. I can see what you're wearing, sir. My point, you have to wear a uniform. If you work somewhere where there's a dress code, you adhere to it. If you have to wear a uniform, you wear the uniform or you do not play. You do not work, you go home. It's that simple.
Well, they're having some controversy right now. They're having a little trouble. They are standing up for what they think is right.
Well, that's good. They can do that, but just don't do it on Sunday, Thursday, or Monday. You got all those other days of the week, that's when you do it. And back to what he said, inmates running the prison, yes, that's a term a lot of people use daily.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, this one too. Here's another one.
He didn't come up with it. He didn't create that term.
No, he did not create that. All it's saying is the people underneath us are getting out of hand. They're running amok. It's the same thing. What if he had said the monkeys are running the zoo?
Okay. I've heard that term, too.
A lot of people. That's just talking about the people beneath are getting out of control. It's not a racial comment whatsoever. But what had happened if he said that?
Oh, they took it as a racial comment?
I guess. Why would they be upset that the inmates, that they're thugs, that they're jailbirds?
That's not a racial comment, is it? I mean, that's been said over the centuries. I've heard that for families that let the kids get out of control.
Yes!
Schools that let the school kids get out of control and overrun the teachers.
Everybody uses that term, but they took offense to it because they think he was calling them thugs.
I get it now. I get it now.
Or jailbirds.
Okay.
So, nothing else here to see. More cash. 15 minutes away. Double pay work day. Listen to this.